It's a great group of young quarterbacks here. Obviously, you know, we've got four on our team, and we're looking forward to working with all, you know, all the quarterbacks.
What are you looking for as you're evaluating them? Like, what's specific?
The quarterbacks? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like most positions, I mean, you want to see guys, you know, operate in the meeting room, you know, how they engage their teammates, and obviously the football part, the arm talent, you know, how they move in the pocket, those things. But to have a chance to coach the Senior Bowl allows you to have an intimate setting to kind of evaluate the players, you know, all the players here. So to me, it's a clear advantage to be here coaching this game.
What do you think about a guy like quarterback's decision whether to play or not to play in this game? Do you judge a quarterback differently for deciding to play in this game?
I don't. You know, that's their choice, obviously, you know. Or the guys who want to, you know, help themselves in the drafts and kind of prove their worth, you know, they're here. You know, and the guys who are not, that's their decision. But, you know, we've got four really good quarterbacks here, so I'm excited to watch those guys work all week.
Coach, with a guy like Baker Mayfield, when he's been in the shotgun and more of a spread style system, are there things you're looking for in practice this week? Maybe under center or seven step drops or something, drills that you'll put in.
Right. That's always a concern, you know, with college guys that's been in the spread. Obviously, we'll have some under the center things for those guys. But in my opinion, we have to take what those guys do best, you know, and kind of, you know, put it in our plan. We can't watch those guys on tape for, you know, 4 or 5 months and draft those guys and, you know, ask them to do different things. So, you know, what they do best, we have to do with those guys. So, obviously, you want to be under the center some, but if they're a spread guy, you know, we have to implement spread concepts for those guys to be successful on our level.
Is size an issue with Mayfield if he measures at 6 foot? Yeah. Does that change?
How tall was he? I don't know.
Yeah,
you tell me.
Yet.
He didn't measure.
Yeah, he's 6'1".
What's his measurables?
6'1" now.
Yeah.
25.
Okay.
Did it matter?
I think that's fine. I mean, you watch Drew Brees play. I mean, he's figured it out. He's a very successful quarterback. You know, guys figure it out. You know, players play. You know, good players figure it out. So I wouldn't be concerned about that.
A lot has been made about you guys requesting him to be on your team. Can you share what went
into that? We want to coach all of the best players here. You know, that's why we're here, obviously. You know, the quarterbacks, it's always a big, you know, big deal as far as conversation. But it's a bunch of good players here that we want to see.
Was there some back and forth between you and the Texans? I mean, they have Deshaun Watson, so you guys ended up with Allen and Baker on your team?
That wasn't a conversation at all.
How quickly can you figure out whether a quarterback has the mental acuity, the acumen to sort of figure out defense? How quickly can you figure that out?
I think it's different for all, you know, all players, you know, involved. It takes some guys more time to figure it out. You know, I mean, you would hope if you draft a guy high that you figure it out before you drafted him. You know, can he figure it out right away? But, you know, all players develop differently, you know. So, you know, I wouldn't be overly concerned about that right now. You just want to, you know, watch them work, watch them in meetings, and watch how they operate with their teammates. That's important.
Coach, practice is this going to be? Is it going to be like a pro camp practice, a regular season
for them? Right. It's going to be like a pro training camp practice. It's going to be a lot of, you know, obviously individual drills to showcase these kids' skill set. It's going to be a lot of one-on-one drills, you know, wide receivers, DBs, linebackers versus running backs and tight ends and safeties. So it's going to be set up like a training camp practice, with about 3 team periods and 2 or 3 competitive periods.
Do you get to set that up, or is that set up before you get to
the time? Nope, it's my schedule. So it's going to go as a Broncos two-a-day schedule would go. Be fun to watch.
Coach, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Good
to
see you.
Can you give us a scouting report on the Vance Joseph protege who's now the Bengals cornerback's coach?
Durante Jones.
Yes, can you give a scouting report?
Good young coach, very bright, great with the players, and he's definitely a get. I mean, he had a lot of opportunities to go other places. He chose the Bengals. So he's a great get for you guys.
He's got a very varied experience.
Your mood is on the east
college.
Side
he's
of the
been on every kind of level.
Yes, he's also coached in the CFL. So, again, he's a bright prospect that's got a bright future in coaching.
Coach, you
guys look good.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it. Good
you mentioned you scheduled the practice. Are you trying to put these guys and maybe in drills that make them a little bit uncomfortable to see how they handle things that they didn't do in college but they'll have to do in the
pros?
I'll
say this. It's our job as a staff this week to help those kids showcase their skill set, you know, so not to put them in adverse situations, to help them showcase what they do well. You know, as an evaluator, in my opinion, I want to watch what they do well, you know, not what they don't do well. You know, I mean, you know, every player has holes, but I want to see them, you know, put their best foot forward this week, and that's our goal.
Coach, how valuable is it to get your new staff, your new assistants out there with you and figuring out how you mesh with them and they mesh with your other guys?
That's important, but this week's about the players. You know, I've got plenty of time to figure my staff out. You know, I've hired good guys, experienced guys, so that won't be a problem. But this week's about the players.
Coach, how pivotal is this week for you guys, for the Broncos, to determine how they want to pursue the quarterback question in the offseason?
Well, I'll say this. It's January 23rd, so we've got a long ways to go here. Obviously, we're here to evaluate all the players here, you know, and that's going to help us kind of determine where we go, you know, with that position. But it's so early in the process, it's hard to say.
Nikki. How would you describe the type of player you're looking for in the draft? I know you kind of talked to the players yesterday about you want them to be Broncos.
Absolutely.
What does that mean?
Absolutely. I would say this about that. You know, I want players to be a good fit for us. Okay, and that's in terms of loving football, you know, being smart players. Smart players give you an opportunity to play, you know, guys in different areas. You know, so I want smart players. I want tough players. I want guys who love football. On top of having ability, you know, once you get to this level, guys, you know, as far as the physical ability, it's very close, you know. But the things that separate players is the mindset, the love of football, how he learns, you know, what kind of teammate he's going to be, leadership skills. So that's what I want to get, you know, I want to get to, you know, with our football team, finding Broncos.
Coach, when you have difficult transition,
I'm sorry?
What was the most difficult transition last year? What was the thing that kind of, you know, being a head coach, stood out to you?
Well, I'll say this, you know, as a coach for a long time, pushing players and coaching players, that's natural for you. That's what you've done. But coaching the coaches, you know, I've got to get better at that. And that's one thing I thought I didn't do a good job at midseason there. So I'll get better at that. No. To look familiar. No, I'm fine.
When you get the intel, Vance, when you get the intel to be able to see them in meetings, see how they interact, how can that translate in terms of guys you want to draft? Because that's basically unfettered access you wouldn't have if you weren't coaching this
Absolutely.
Game.
I think it's a clear advantage to have a chance to coach this game, to watch those kids in meetings and to watch them in practice and to watch them in install meetings to see how they react to information. Can they retain information? That's the game we play. More games are lost than won. So the player that can retain information, the player that can sit through meetings and really get it and leave the meetings knowing what to do, that's important. You know? And if you don't have this access, how do you know? You know, with a 15-minute combine meeting, with a fly-by-night you know, combine interview in a train station, you don't know. So to coach this game is really, really valuable for our football team to have a chance to really sit and learn the player. So to me, it's a clear advantage to be here.
Small schools. How heavily can you weigh this week for some of those guys from small schools playing against bigger competition?
I think players play. I think the college football landscape has changed so much. You know, kids don't just choose the major schools anymore. You know, some kids want to stay close to home, and everyone's on TV. Everyone's playing everybody. So to me, it's a different deal. You know, you watch a kid play at a high level in college, he can play. So that won't be a concern.
This concludes.
You said you want to accentuate the positives of the quarterbacks that you have.
Sure.
But how much will you test them as far as what your offensive system requires out of them?
Right. I think we'll test those guys as far as the installs. You know, how much they can retain as far as information. You know, and how much they can spit out. That's always going to be there as far as the evaluation part. But we want to do things to help those guys put their best foot forward, obviously. But the evaluation never changes. You know, some guys get it, some guys don't. So that won't change this week.
Vance, you were talking about seeing the kids in meetings and all that. But how valuable is it, the non-football stuff, when you're eating meals and just seeing them interact with their teammates this week? How valuable is that?
That's important also. You know, just to be around the guys before you draft them and have a you have a chance to know the person, you know, because the person is the person slash player, right? That's important because sometimes the person can fail a player, you know, so you want to know the person also. And that's, again, coaching this game allows us the opportunity to see the person and the player. And that's important, in, you know, in what we do. It's a hard league. It's a long season. And a lot goes into being a great NFL player, not just skills, you know, but the person is so important.
Coach, when you have the individual meetings,
players, what do you try to learn from them that you can't see while coaching them?
Well, again, you know, what kind of person they are, you know, what kind of teammate they're going to be. And again, the locker room is so important, you know, on our level, because that's the lifeline of your football team. You know, young players coming to your locker room, they learn how to be pros from that locker room. So you want to add players who have a chance to be great pros, you know, so you have a pipeline of great pros. You know, as you draft young guys and they come in the locker room, you have a streamline of just guys being good pros, and that's what you want.
John Elway talked at the end of the season about what makes a successful quarterback at the next level, and he really talked about swagger and confidence.
Yeah.
Is that something you're looking for from Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, confidence is a huge part of playing quarterback, you know, and that's obviously in the locker room, that's on the field also, because it's a position where it's going to be adversity, you know, so the guy who can pull through adversity and still have success, that's important. So absolutely confidence and swagger is important.
The coaching changes you made, or some of the hires you brought on, seems more of a specialization approach. Is that to develop some of these younger players coming up?
Well, I wanted to add guys who can coach football. You know, I want that guys with experience and, you know, guys who can really, you know, come in and help our guys grow as players, our young guys and our veteran guys. Sometimes a different voice allows a veteran player to take a next step. You know, so we've got some veteran players I want. You know, I want to, you know, see grow, and I've got some young guys there I want to see grow. So the guys we hired are all great teachers, and that was important for me to hire guys who can really teach the game.
Can you talk about how proud the West Bank is of you?
I'm sorry?
The West Bank, they're very proud of you. The West Bank of New Orleans,
Absolutely. That's home. That's Louisiana. It's a small community, you know. I mean, he's got four or five guys. Myself, Ryan Clark is on ESPN every day, same high school. So we got four or five guys that have kind of made it out of the West Bank. So absolutely, that's awesome to hear that.
Vance, I work in Chicago where they just hired Matt Nagy.
Yeah.
Was there one aspect of his offense that you could appreciate or identify?
Those guys did a great job, in my opinion. You know, Andy really flipping his mindset from being a NFL West Coast offense to a spread offense.
Sure.
And that's what I'm talking about with these young quarterbacks. That's the product that we're drafting.
Right.
Okay, so we have to change also, you know, without asking the player to do something he can't do well. You draft those guys because they're great spread quarterbacks, you know, so to bring them into your fold and change their entire game makes no sense. So watching that game, watching Coach Andy Reid just flip their offense, that's fun to see. You watch Philly with their quarterbacks. It's fun to watch guys adjust, you know, to the player. It's a player's league. Players first, scheme second.
How much does the RPO have to do with that? It seems like it's trickling up.
I don't like the RPO because it's hard on defense and it's not fair. But it's part of our game.
Sure.
You know, and, you know, for a defensive back, it's a conflict. Do I play run? Do I play pass? Right? You watch a keep in the Philly game. He played run. It was pass.
Right.
So it's tough. But everyone's doing it, so we have to do it also.
Vance, is this one of those things where you like coaching this game, but you don't want to do it again anytime soon?
I tell you what, I coached this game with San Fran, I think, 2 or 3 years, okay? And obviously, you know, it took time to turn that team. But when that team turned, they were pretty good. Because you rarely miss when you coach this game because, again, having access to the players at a different level outside of just football allows you to pick the right players. Jacksonville coached this game, I think, 3 years in a row with Gus. That team played pretty good on Sunday. So I think it's worth it. You know, again, guys, it's a clear advantage coaching this game so you can have, you know, intimate access to these players, and that's important.